Eva Mendes, the actress, is reportedly 7 months pregnant with Ryan Gosling's baby. A lot of people upset about that because they're not pregnant with Ryan Gosling's baby. Now, not only will this be the best looking baby possibly since time began, but up until now, it has also been the best kept secret in the business of show. Our resident celeb baby expert, Tara Lockie-Grant, took a look at some of the other celebrities who managed to keep their pregnancies a secret for a little longer than most. And she joins us now from a caravan. Good morning, Tara.
Hello.
How are you?
At least it's not the chip van as you constantly.
No, it's the chip van. Okay, now, how did all those famous... Who are we talking about? Give me the names of celebrities who kept a little longer.
Okay, well, first of all, I have to say something about Eva, right? Because when the news broke last week and you guys were doing the beautiful tour and making Ireland sound amazing, some of those places we're hoping to visit on our holidays. But yeah, when the news broke, first of all, people were surprised that she was pregnant and it's lovely news. But also, if it is true that she's 7 months, it's pretty amazing in celebrity world. Because then, of course, everybody starts, the likes of E! Online, and everybody has started looking back over pictures of her over the last few months and analysing where her hand was. I don't know, you probably didn't see EastEnders years ago when Michelle Collins' character, or Michelle was pregnant in real life, and she was hiding the fact that she was pregnant because her character wasn't pregnant, and the handbag's just kept getting bigger. And it was really funny. And it's like a bit like that now with Eva Mendes. People are analysing the pictures and thinking she had a handbag over her stomach for the last few pictures. There is a possibility that she is up there with the 7 months.
Dang.
But of course, the other big news this year so far was Scarlett Johansson. Because news broke in March that she was pregnant. TMZ said that she was 7 months. Or sorry, 5 months at the time, which would mean that she's due around now. So obviously she wanted to keep it a secret as well. And I mean, even recently you had Mel Gibson sticking up for Shia LaBeouf saying, look, when you buy into the celebrity world, all anonymity goes. Everything's gone out the window.
True.
So that could explain why people really want to keep something for themselves. Yeah. I mean, Isla Fisher kept her, Sacha Baron Cohen kept the name of their baby off all internet, all social media, everything. They wouldn't let anybody talk about it for 5 months.
Yep.
That was their thing. They wanted to grab onto that bit of privacy. So if Eva Mendes did want to keep her pregnancy quiet for even longer, for up to 7 months anyway so far, if it is the truth, you can understand it. And Ryan Gosling the same. Next thing is Mila Kunis. That poor woman was hounded, I would say. People trying to get pictures of her breathing, standing, looking at a certain way when news was coming out that she was pregnant with Ashton Kutcher. They're obviously engaged now. And his sister's pregnant, and now there's lots of pictures of the two of them out and about doing yoga or coming from baby shops, and all those other kind of things. But again, managed to keep it really quiet for a good few months. And now, you know, the pictures came out. But the one who did it with huge, planned style and, you know, kind of a little bit of grace was Beyoncé. Because she just had this big press conference and then decided at the MTV Music Awards 2011, I think it was, so for Baby Blue Ivy, that she literally unbuttoned her tuxedo jacket and revealed a pair of those high-waisted maternity pants and was basically saying to the world, she'd done it at a press conference, but for the public at large, she did it in heels on stage and said, yes, here I am, and I'm 5 months pregnant. I mean, because it is hard to keep it a secret.
Yeah,
for normal punters, it's hard to keep these things kind of quiet. For all of us, especially if it's around a time of family events or Christmas or where there's a lot of going out or weddings, you know, to constantly be the designated driver after a while goes, really?
I know. I mean, I'm surprised to hear you say constantly. I mean, I always talk about it that the Irish pregnancy test is the girl saying, I'm going to have water, and you say, congratulations, how long are you pregnant? I mean, that is generally the way it goes. And when you think there is the 12-week thing, which is saying nothing, just out of carefulness. Then you have you tend to go over that mark and say, okay, yeah, it's true, I am pregnant, I'm not having a drink, I'm driving, I'm taking it easy, I'm doing things a bit differently, and people say that's great news. But even within that, you can go 12, 14, 16, 18, 20 weeks. The life is so precious and babies are so precious and it's such a careful business to be around that really there's so much expectation and there's so much risk that, and everyone's waiting and watching, that it's a bit of I'd say borderline unpleasant experience until the baby
really
pulls out, especially
is.
If it doesn't go right. That's the horrible part of it.
That's it. And look, at the end of the day, as you said there, the whole thing, look, there is a giddy side to it. There is a fun side. People love good news, of course. But to hound somebody who's pregnant, who's nervous, who possibly has had miscarriage before, who there may be complications because their stomach maybe looks an inch more bloated than it normally does, to hound them down is horrible, you know. And we can't imagine, because we do look up and we do look at celebrity lives and we do wish we had this, not the other. But to have that must be horrendous.
Yeah.
Absolutely horrendous. And even there in the papers, you talked about it recently with Una Healy, when, you know, there was speculation that she was pregnant because she was, because why? No reason, just because.
Because the angle photo of her in a bikini was taken that people went, oh my God, congratulations.
Yeah.
Slash.
And you know what? I was looking at that going, most of us would swap places for that angle, if that's the bad angle, any day of the week.
Yeah, know? For sure.
Never mind the good angle. But somebody else who kind of did it, and with stylists, we really do like this woman because she's in the music industry. She's one of the biggest pop stars in the world. She's gone against all the rules that you have to be a size zero and wear all the coolest gear and be out and papped all the time, and there's something really classy about how she's such a straight talker, and you want to go for a drink with her. She's just a cool girl, Adele. So she was at the Brit Awards pregnant. Nobody knew. She was going to see gigs with her boyfriend at the time, and she just wore loose-fitting clothes, went in late so she didn't get papped in the red carpet. And there was just, it was one of those, her son Angelo then was born in October 2012, and it was just all done so... This isn't your business. Get out of my face. Your business is my music. I'll give you all of that. Mm. And everything else, go away. It's private, you know? And Jennifer Garner and Ben Affleck did the same thing. They kind of, when she was pregnant, they did the same thing in 2008. She was being pictured. And anyone who was really sort of out and cheeky and in their face and asking them, she would just kind of, you know, they would find a very nice way of saying it's none of your business, which it isn't. It's none of our business until people tell us that it's going to be. But that's not how, obviously, it works in terms of the press and the media. And speculation ends up being rife until baby bump pictures are sent out.
And so it goes. But for those not being followed by the paparazzi, I would imagine it's fairly difficult to keep a baby secret, or at least to keep a pregnancy on the low down, the low key.
Yeah. And also, look, whatever about the spotlight being on you all the time, you're going to be, if you're a model, if you're an actress, if there's a spotlight to look a certain way and be a certain way and have your figure in a certain way, which is a lot of pressure, but that's something they choose. But when you're pregnant, you don't know necessarily what way your body's going to react. You do need to eat certain more foods than other foods, and everything changes and all of that changes. But then to be in the spotlight about how much weight you gained, whether you like or hate Kim Kardashian, that seemed very cruel what she was subjected to about her weight gain and her weight loss and the cons and how that affected her and all of those kind of things. And as every woman who gains weight, and then you have the likes of people like Giselle who came out and said that she put on 30 pounds. In pregnancy terms, is tiny. It's very small. They say it can go anything from, well, it can go anything to anything, but you know, from 22 pounds up to maybe 40, I think, something like the average. But a lot of women put on that and more.
Yeah.
And even Heidi Klum came out and said that she put on 40 to 45 pounds. And then you have the people like Mariah Carey who come out and admitted that she put on 70 pounds. And then, whilst making everybody feel a little bit more at ease on normal, she then got in trouble. You know, you get in trouble then from you know, the fears about diabetes and all the other. So it's a huge area, and it is something, like I said, it's a good news story to know what's happening. But obviously the number one thing is the health.
Health. Talk about big news. I was watching a documentary on Betty Page recently, and she was saying in the middle of it all, you know, the reason people found her attractive was that she wasn't quite the skinny Malinx that... A lot of the stars around her. She was an intriguing figure back in the 50s, which was a time, I think, it was easier to be more normal shaped than it is these days. Now, where are you on your holidays?
I am in Wexford. I'm going to Donegal. And
are you on the Wild Lochry Way?
Yeah, we are a little bit. We were kind of cousins and house swap with cousins, and just, you know, cost down, fun up. And lots of picnics. I'm really just hoping that the weather gets better. That's the only thing.
Yeah, it's looking
you
a bit grey.
Very lucky,
grey.
You?
Oh, we jammed our way through the west coast of Ireland last week. Absolutely. Literally, we would arrive in, it's got starting getting late, we'd get grey and overcast, come out the next morning, a little grey, and as soon as the show began, the sun came out. Honestly, it was like that.
We were at a wedding at the weekend in along the Shannon in Ferryglass, and it was good. Now, there was a little bit of rain here and there, but look, we know Ireland is the best. If you get, especially if you have the weather, but it's you know, I'm actually sorry, I'm thinking still about Paige, and I ended
about
up
what?
In a Betty Page.
Oh, Betty Page,
who you're just talking
oh, she's
about.
She's gorgeous. Yeah,
I ended up in a vintage shop and started a secondhand shop in Wexford, and yeah. One of the dresses that was based on a Betty Page, and it said, which is interesting, it's size 12, right?
Yes.
But when you look at 12,
14,
then, and you look at 12, everything's different.
Yeah, big.
Because Marilyn Monroe was, they said that she was a 14. Right?
Yeah.
But a 14 then is different to a 14 now. A 14 yeah. now is probably maybe a 12 or a 10.
Exactly, exactly. And Betty Page was that little bit bigger. She kind of she was bold and good. She was raunchy and safe. She
did kind of total nude shots, didn't she?
I have to research that later.
Don't know that.
With considerable ease, I will check that out later on a personal computer. Okay, now listen, with that in mind, now you've distracted me. I'll let you go on your camping or caravan in the rain and enjoy your Irish holiday. Terryglass is lovely. I stopped there once on a boat, on a cruise boat.
Two pubs, a shop and a key.
Welcome to Ireland. Safe travels, Terry. Terry? Tara.
See you, Brian.
Hey, touche, Tara Lockie Grant. On her travels around the country there.